102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 6th. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Santa Rosa's storied La Tortilla factory is set to close its production facility in Sonoma County at the end of March. The announcement came from Flagship Food Group, which acquired a majority stake in La Tortilla factory back in 2021. According to the North Bay Business Journal, some of the 132 employees will work remotely, but many will be let go. The company will relocate to Kansas, where Flagship Foods has a large production facility. La Tortilla factory was started in 1977 by Jose and Mary Tamayo. It is official. Our local homegrown state senator Mike McGuire is now the California Senate president after taking the oath of office yesterday while holding his two-year-old son. McGuire was first elected to the Senate in 2014 after serving as a Sonoma County supervisor. The 44-year-old started his political career at the age of 19 when he was first elected to the Healdsburg School Board. While we dealt with wind in Northern California from the storm, Southern California has been soaked with record rainfall that continues this morning. Over 1.1 million residents were without power at some point yesterday. More than 9 inches of rain has fallen in the Hollywood Hills and Beverly Hills area, with more than 10 inches in the Santa Monica Mountains. In sports, the Warriors beat the Brooklyn Nets 109-98. They'll play the 76ers tomorrow afternoon. And your forecast today, partly cloudy and cool, only a slight chance of a scattered shower. Mainly dry, highs in the 50s. Tonight, turning cloudy, still a chance for showers. Overnight lows cooler in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. It does look like we will get showers and highs in the low 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Be good to your skin. You'll wear it for the rest of your life. Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery offers numerous treatments to improve your skin and help you feel and look your natural best.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery offers state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical skin-improving treatments. The experts, led by triple-board-certified Dr. Greg Chernoff, have an impeccable reputation for providing procedures and treatments that provide exceptional results with minimal or no recovery time.
I had lines, wrinkles, and sunspots until I started coming to Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery. They gave me options, a treatment plan, and I saw results. I'll only trust my face to the experts at Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery.
Contact the office and learn about new patient offers for Botox, dermal filler, and laser skin improving treatments. Visit online at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Check out their offers. Click on specials at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Santa Rosa Rec and Park Spring Summer Activity Guide is out now and filled with adventures. City Sluggers T-ball teams are forming. There's Kinder Gym for toddlers, dance, sailing, art, and much more for youth of all ages. Plus, keep them busy over spring break with our popular day camps. Adults, explore your creative side with art and dance classes. Improve physical and mental fitness with yoga or get outside for summer softball. Sign up at SantaRosaRec.com and register now for the St. Patrick's Day 5K. Go to SantaRosaRec.com.
Say goodbye to those winter blues with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Freeze Your Bills cash giveaway. Join us every Saturday in January and February from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the chance to win a share of $40,000 in cold, hard cash. Plus, things are heating up with 5 hot seat winners every half hour from 10 p.m. to midnight. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
102.7 The Wolf. It's Rick Michaels. Let's keep it rolling now with Bob Seger on 102.7 The Wolf.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes I'll be late for the door. I like that old time of rock and roll. Still I
102.7, The Wolf.
70s. 80s.
90s. Words are very unnecessary.
America's greatest hits for Sonoma County.
102.7, The Wolf.
The Wolf. We make your workday fun.
I love listening to you.
Great music for the office every day.
Your station is on in our reception area.
While you work, we play the greatest music ever made.
Our whole office is listening.
America's greatest hits. 102.7. The Wolf.
Let's get another update on the roadways, making sure you got a good ride as you make your way in once again on this Tuesday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
No downtown commute yet. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. Northbound 101, still an easy ride up and over the grade and into the Highway 12 interchange. Enjoy that while you can. Southbound 101, not so much. Plenty of brake lights coming out of Petaluma from before San Antonio Creek into the Narrows. It is really packed in now between Novato and San Rafael. Plan on 50 minutes getting into the 580 split. Petaluma to the Golden Gate, about an hour. If you work in social services or a related field, consider a career as a certified wellness coach. Learn more at cawellnesscoach.org, supported by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. I'm Lisa Carr. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love and the music, man, ain't always what it's supposed to be.
I'm Rick Michaels on The Wolf. I hope you're enjoying your Tuesday.
KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It is Tuesday, February 6th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. There was an incident at Montgomery High School in Santa Rosa yesterday morning when a boy wearing a ski mask entered campus twice while carrying a knife. The boy is now in custody. The 16